The following is a KSEO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Looking back on many of my past commentaries, it was interesting to see so many important issues that have not been dealt with and remain the same. This one was written 5 years ago in 2008, yet nothing much has changed. And yes, Barack Obama is now in his second term. Last week, I spoke about the book The Audacity of Deceit, which is about Obama and his plans for change. Written by Bradley O'Leary, a leading respected conservative strategist and fundraiser who has taken election year tactics to a new and powerful level. O'Leary has developed an online tool to put into the hands of voters who want to persuade friends and family to look deeper at the Obama value before voting for him. The test, which may be found at BarackObamaTest.com, is a 39-question test where voters can compare their views to the true Obama positions that are seldom revealed by the mainstream media. For example, pro-life voters unaware of the radical nature of Obama's views can now learn how he would withhold medical care to babies who survive abortions and allow them to die in so-called comfort rooms. And voters who have no knowledge of Obama's economic vision can learn how his tax, trade, and spending agenda will destroy growth and opportunity, and how his health care program will provide taxpayer-subsidized health care for illegal aliens. Bradley O'Leary concludes, quote, "The next president will determine the destiny of our country. That president should be a person whose values are yours." Abundant kudos to Bradley O'Leary for his wisdom in creating such a unique and authentic way to learn about the values of a prospective leader of the United States and indeed the world. I took the test and learned that my values differ from Obama's by 98%. Listeners, inasmuch as there is no third term in our voting pattern, the web address BarackObamaTest.com no longer exists. For KSCO.com, this is Kay's Whirling.